let's walk through the process together of signing up as a startup in Microsoft BizSpark. First, I'm going to browse out to the BizSpark chat site using Internet Explorer. So I'll browse out to aka.ms/BizSparkChat. And at this site, as I scroll down the page, I'll next confirm that I'm eligible as a startup for Microsoft BizSpark by reviewing each of the checkbox options and confirming that I'm developing a software product, my company is less than 5 years old, our annual revenue is less than $1 million, and my company is privately held. Once I've confirmed those options, clicking on Get Your Enrollment Code will reveal the link that can be used for signing up for BizSpark with a special enrollment code. I'll click that link next, and that will navigate me to the Microsoft BizSpark page. On the Microsoft BizSpark page, I'll scroll down and click the link labeled Sign In to join BizSpark. On the Sign In page, I'll click in the username field and sign in with my Microsoft account, formerly called a Windows Live ID. After entering our username, let's click on the password field and then enter the associated password. Now let's click Sign In to complete the sign-in process. After I'm signed in, I can navigate through the Join BizSpark Today wizard. As noted, it usually takes less than 5 minutes to complete the entire application process. To get started, we'll need to select our language and then click the Next button. On the Tell Us About Yourself and Your Startup page, let's fill out our primary contact and startup company information. Click on each of the fields and complete the prompted values for first name, last name, phone number, email address, and a confirmation of your email address. After filling out your primary contact information, then complete your startup company information. Fill out your company name and the URL to your company website. For company email, you can include your primary contact email address or an alternate email address, if appropriate, for the owner of your organization. In Date Founded, select the month and year that your organization was founded, keeping in mind that startups must be 5 years or less in age to be eligible for BizSpark. In the Number of Employees field, enter the number of employees for your organization, and then click in the Company Description field and enter a description of the software application or other solution that you're developing. Click in the country or region field and enter your country. And then complete your postal address in the company address field. along with city, state, and zip code information. After completing your personal contact and startup company information, click the Next button at the bottom of the page. On the final BizSpark program agreements page, check the checkbox option to agree to the BizSpark program end user license agreement and the BizSpark startup agreement. Click the I accept button to continue. Congratulations, you've just successfully applied for Microsoft BizSpark. Your application will be reviewed, and you'll receive an email with a decision at your primary account email address within 5 business days. Thank you for joining BizSpark.